T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back in Wednesday edition, Fesco in the Morning, along with Bob Fesco. Kramer's with us again today. Ryan back, I think, tomorrow.
Does Ryan still work here?
He's got to he takes vacation because he gets vacation. I'm Josh Klingler.
I'm Bob.
You're Bob.
Mark Collins will join us coming up in the next segment.
Mark Collins was a little bit fired up after something a Chiefs player on defense had said. So we'll get his impressions of that coming up, and a look at the Chiefs' current defense with former Chief Mark Collins.
And Dick Vermeil will join us at 9:15 today for our 60th anniversary look back.
So, pretty good get.
Super Bowl champions all over the place today.
There you go. Chiefs were in on it. Price tag too high, my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have gone where the Rams went with this one, but the Rams pull off the trade for Jalen Ramsey. They give up first round picks in 2020 and 2021. And a fourth round pick in 2021 as well to get the services of Jalen Ramsey, who used insubordination to get out of Jacksonville.
Jalen Ramsey's back acted up. The truth of the matter was his plan was not to play again for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And in the end, his plan to defy their orders, to sit out games, to say that his back was bothering him, basically in the end, provided the impetus for Jacksonville to trade him to the Los Angeles Rams.
And congratulations, Jacksonville. You got two first-rounders and a fourth-rounder for a guy who wasn't going to play for you again.
That's right.
Good work.
Good
work
job
by you. So the Rams make
I hope he passes his physical with that back injury.
Suddenly it's... No, it's been
feeling... Oh, it feels great.
Been feeling great.
Oh, my back. It's painful.
Rub some ointment on it. It's just fine.
Ben Gay up in there.
Yeah. You smell like icy hot. Well, yeah, but my back's really feeling great.
Biofreeze.
Yeah. Or California, something else.
Yeah,
whatever.
Right.
Medicinal. Mm-hmm. So Jalen Ramsey's a Ram and not a Chief. I'm fine with it. Ultimately, I would love for them to add it. Not that price. That price to me is too high. And in fact, Bob, you were hearing if it was an AFC team, the price tag was actually higher.
Yeah, and Jalen Ramsey, the egg is on your face because you actually just took a pay cut by being traded to the California coast because the property, not the property tax, but the income tax out there is vastly higher than the 0% income tax that, you know, resides in Florida. So Jalen Ramsey actually, at the end of the day, cost of living went up and he's being taxed more. So he actually is taking a pay cut to go play for the 3-3 Los Angeles Rams, who are 3.5 games technically back with the loss to the 49ers in the NFC West. And we haven't even started week 7 yet. So a very, very bold trade by a team that's not in control of their own destiny at all. But for the Kansas City Chiefs, they were in this. They may have even, you know, been responsible for upping the ante for the Los Angeles Rams. But from what I'm told, the goal all along by Jacksonville was to never trade Jalen Ramsey to an AFC team because they didn't want him to come back and bite them. And that's the way general managers in this league operate. You jokingly said earlier, well, that's how I would be. I'm like, well, that's how they are, man. That's how these general managers operate. You saw what happened with Marcus Peters, not just yesterday, but when he was traded from Kansas City. They shipped him.
I don't think he could play for us anymore, but I don't want him to crush us once or twice on the conference side.
Right, so we're going to ship him out. They shipped him to an NFC team, got a second and a fourth round pick back, which looks like a major steal now for Kansas City because Marcus Peters then yesterday was shipped from an NFC team back to the AFC, to the Baltimore Ravens, and in return, like, they wanted to get rid of Marcus Peters so bad in Los Angeles, they traded him for a backup linebacker who has played 27% of the snaps this year for the Baltimore Ravens. That's a very low number of snaps for those of you scoring at home. They wanted to get rid of Marcus Peters so bad. And I think we can all agree now that the Kansas City Chiefs obviously made the right decision by getting rid of Marcus Peters. He's somebody that nobody wants around. Dude was kicked off his college team and then traded by two NFL teams within 18 months, and NFL teams put up with anybody. And obviously two NFL teams and a college team now have not been able to put up with Marcus Peters and just did not want him around in their organization. Now, as far as Jalen Ramsey goes, the Chiefs were involved. The Chiefs were in it. But if he was going to be traded to an AFC team, it would have taken two first-round picks and a second-round pick for an AFC team to get Jalen Ramsey because the Jags did not want to trade him within the conference, and who can blame him? But an NFC team was going to get a little bit better of a deal, and you know the Rams did. They only had to give up a fourth-round pick, where the AFC team would have to give up a second-round pick. And the Chiefs weren't going to make that deal unless you could come to an agreement with Jalen Ramsey for a long-term contract. They got to pay Patrick Mahomes. They got to pay Chris Jones. It just wasn't in the cards, and the price was way too high to go out and get Jalen Ramsey. He didn't agree to a new contract with the Rams right now, and if they only have him for a year and a half, what are Rams, that one guy that's a Rams fan, going to say when you gave up two first rounds and a fourth round pick, and then this guy walks and goes somewhere else in free agency? So the price tag was too damn high to go out and get Jalen Ramsey. And I think if the Chiefs would have made that trade, two firsts and a second for Jalen Ramsey, people would have been up in arms today. People would have been mad at this organization for giving up way too much when you still need to focus on the defensive side of the football draft.
I do disagree with that. I don't think people would have been up in arms today.
Okay, a couple of years from now, they would have been
up in arms. I think today, right? Everybody would have been happy. Got Jalen Ramsey, yay! And then down the road, you're going, wait, you don't have any picks? Because he did what? And, boy, you better live up to those because you're lamenting not only the dollar signs for Frank Clark, but picks as well.
Yeah.
So today everybody would have been over the moon.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. And I would have been too, but I probably would have still said, whoa.
Yeah. But the Chiefs just weren't going to do that. I mean, you look at their defense right now. They don't have many defensive stars on their defense. And the ones that you could consider stars, with the exception of Chris Jones, are either free agents or traded for. The Chiefs have not done a good job of drafting on that side of the football recently. They've got to go out there and do what they've been able to do on offense with Kelsey, with Hill, with Mahomes, with even Kareem Hunt to an extent. Finding guys in the draft that become part of your team, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, that become big parts and big contributors to your team. They need to do that now on the defensive side of the football. And trading three picks for one guy when you've got so many holes on this defense, I don't think would have been the right decision. Now, just because you didn't get Jalen Ramsey doesn't mean you aren't still in the market for a defensive player. The Chiefs are still in the market for a defensive player. I talked to somebody yesterday that said if the Chiefs make a trade, it won't happen until after Thursday anyway because they've got that Thursday night game. But more importantly, next week is probably the week things are going to start to heat up. Patrick Peterson right now is still off the table. For whatever reason, Arizona still thinks, hey, he's part of the deal moving forward. Fine. Believe what you want to believe out in Arizona. So right now, he's off the table. That could change as we move forward. But the Chiefs are still very actively going about their business, trying to pursue more players for this defense. However, they're not going to make a trade just for the sake of making a trade. They're only going to make a trade if they truly believe that it's going to make their team better and make their defense better. They're not going to trade for guys because we want them to trade for guys. They're going to trade for guys that they think are going to help this team and make this team better. I think they still will make a trade. I don't know who that's going to be, but I know they are scouring and trying very hard to go out there and get a player on the defensive side of the football that can come in and help this organization where they don't have to basically trade the entire organization's future to get a guy for a year and a half.
One, the other thing I like about this trade, much like the Jags, it doesn't go to anybody that's really going to hurt you.
No, right? Not at all. No,
I don't know that AFC contenders got better in any way, shape, or form yesterday. So good.
Right.
Right? It wasn't like the Patriots pulled off the trade and got A.J. Green.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like, that hasn't happened yet, where, like, the arms race is on, the old baseball arms race is on, where another team got better, you got to get better. That didn't happen yesterday. Baltimore got Marcus Peters. You could say their secondary got better, maybe, but are they a contender with you? I don't know.
Right.
I don't feel like that is a earth-shaking move that says, man, you got to react to that one. So I'm good with that portion of it. Secondly, I don't believe in the all-in. I don't think the Chiefs need to be in the all-in. There is a window, an opportunity to win in a window. When you have a quarterback,
You don't have to be all in that particular season. I know there are no guarantees. I know that each time you strike, you better strike because you can't just count on we'll be here next year, we'll be here next year. But I'm also not in the mode of mortgaging the future heavily all the time. The Rams, unless they trade back into the first round, haven't picked in the first round in 5 years.
Correct. And they've given up two firsts, two fourths, and a second.
They got
for cornerbacks.
Now, they did get to a Super Bowl.
One of which is not on their team.
They did get to a Super Bowl, okay? So they have done some things, but they are in some financial straits, too. They got Aaron Donald. They're going to have to pay Jalen Ramsey if they're going to decide to pay him. They're
in a bad contract with a running back and a quarterback.
Bad quarterback contract, a running back who may be done. I don't know if they're going about it the right way. Now, they've made splashes for sure, but I'm not sure that that's the long-term success portion of this. I think the Chiefs have the opportunity to have long-term success, so need to put themselves in position to do that. I think they still need to be drafting in order to do some things, especially on the defensive side of the football, that they're going to need to do moving forward. That comes through the draft.
Yeah, absolutely. They need to get better in the draft. They have not drafted well on the defensive side of the football, and to give up two first-round picks and a second-round pick when that's a valuable draft commodity to maybe draft some guys that can be part of your system moving forward for a very long time that you can bring up and raise in the system, I think it's more important to have. When they drafted well on offense, look at what they're doing on offense, right? Look at what they've been able to do on offense with the players that they drafted. The reason that the defense has not been good over the last couple of years is because they really haven't drafted well on the defensive side of the football. They need to get back to drafting better and drafting more on the defensive side of the football, not really worry about the offense in the draft.
Something that was said by current Chief has rankled a former Chief. We'll discuss next.
Fesco in the morning.
Darian Lee, their middle linebacker, said, "We've lost our aggression. We've lost our passion in terms of tackling." And the Texans I spoke with after the game said the exact same thing. They said the Chiefs did not want to tackle. That's the way it felt as they really put them on their backs, in a sense, to use a couple of guys' words, in running the football. And if Patrick Mahomes can't play, you have a hard time showcasing that MVP talent.
That was James Palmer of NFL Network recounting a story from the Chiefs locker room, then the Texans locker room.
Right.
We didn't like the sound of that.
I did not like the sound of that at all.
Someone else who's played the game did not like the sound of that.
Yeah, he's a two-time Super Bowl champ, played with the likes of Lawrence Taylor and Derek Thomas. His name is Mark Collins, former New York Football Giant, former Kansas City Chief. Mark, if that was said in the locker room and DT and LT had heard somebody say that, they'd bloody their nose, wouldn't they?
Yeah, that'll be a problem. And I'll go one step further. If my coach, Bill Parcells, when he picks Bill Parcells will invite him into the office and tell him, "My condolences on losing your passion. I have a question for you. Which do you like, window or aisle?" And he'll buy him a ticket out of the stadium, because that's it. You can't play for a coach. You can't play for a coach who demands a lot of you. And you know, by that guy making that comment. Oh, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
But by him making that statement, what he's just basically done was throw his teammates and his defensive coordinator under the bus. I mean, when you lose your passion to make a tackle, to play the game, and defense is a mindset, it's an attitude. When you lose that passion to play, oh, dude, it resonates throughout the whole one side of the football. And if the other team has done that, makes you feel that way, well, there's a pattern there, because that's been happening over the last 4 weeks. They achieved their goal. So I don't understand that coming out of any defensive player's mouth.
So what would you do if you were in that locker room, if you were on this team and you had heard that this guy said he'd lost his, you know, love and passion for tackling
his
and
mojo.
Stuff like that? Yeah, he lost the aggression and passion for tackling. What would you do as a teammate to this guy?
Well, I mean, I never, this is kind of uncharted waters, but I've seen stuff like this happen before a little bit. But, you know, we're going to have a team meeting, defensive only meeting. We're going to go in and we're going to air it out, because all over on the defensive side, listen, I'm not going to let this one comment just take over the whole season. The other stuff could be fixed. You know, learning to get in the tackles, being in the right position to make a play, that stuff could be fixed. And You know, sitting at 4-2, that's not bad. But the defense got to make some changes, number one. They're going to fix that. But that part where you see you lost your passion, that can't be fixed by a coach other than getting rid of that player. That could be fixed by a therapist. That's how I look at it. But, that's a tough one. That's tough. And that was the reason, full disclosure, after 13 years, the reason I retired, because I lost the passion and drive to keep continuing. So when you hear the word passion, you lost the passion, you lost the drive. That means it's time to quit. That's how I look at it.
Should the Chiefs cut him?
No, I'm not. That's between that organization, that young man. But somebody needs to talk to him. I mean, I'm not trying to throw this kid under the bus, but that's something that word in that phrase, we lost our passion to blank, tackle, cover deep, stop kicking on fourth down. That's a concern.
And they have to find out whether or not it was a throwaway comment made after a game in the heat of the moment, or your true belief that that's where you're at as a player and as a defense, right?
Exactly. And I tell you, Marty Schottenheimer always says this. Marty will say, hey, when you win, say little, and when you lose, say less. Some of these people don't understand that, and I hope they start to get it. Even when you win, it's just say very little. And when you lose, tweet, don't tweet and just say less. Because when you talk after a loss, something like this comes out, and it resonates throughout the whole Chiefs kingdom.
Mark Collins, former Chief, joining us. You mentioned some of the other things that can be fixable. I think we're all kind of looking for that silver lining, because a lot of things coming out, not just this comment, but the not being on maybe the same page, not having some trust, kind of questioning what's going on. How many of those things can be fixed in the confines of a season defensively for this Chiefs team to get on the right path?
Well, it's simple. I mean, when I go to a game, I watch the game differently than most. I must admit, and I don't sit outside as long because I got a tendency of calling plays out. So, and I want the fans that they're sitting on the ground, how do you know what's coming? Well, I play for a long time, and I go inside and have a beer. But anyway, certain techniques I see from my end zone seat that's pretty much at level where a safety would be. This lining up, offensive. They put Frank Clark in the he's down the 3-point stance in a wide nine technique, which is a wide nine is way outside the tackle, and that position is strictly just to rush the passer. So he's in 3-point, and he's down like that. Everybody knows he's going to rush up the field, so the tackle just pushes him past the quarterback, and then they'll basically run right at him. And every team has done it. Even when the quarterback's in the shotgun, he's in at 3-technique, at wide nine technique, and rushes the field. Quarterback steps up and runs that way. He's a better player when he stands up as an outside linebacker. Let him stand up, give him a two-way go, to rush the passer, he's more effective that way. The secondary needs a little work, being confident in your jams and your technique and believing what you see. When receivers go to a three-receiver set, I know Honey Badger got the guy in the slot. To me, he's a little bit too deep. He's doing pretty well so far this year. He really is. But he needs to tighten that coverage down just a little bit. He's backing up, 12, 13 yards on the slot receiver. That's too much room. If he chokes that down to 9 to 8 yards, and played his position from there, I think he'd even be better the player than he is now. He could cover those guys. He's a DB, and he's a corner, and a safety. So, it's stuff like that. In the running game, sometimes I think it's just done too much, trying to create pressure instead of two-gapping, which is engaging in the player, stand the player up, and then play either gap, A or B gap, or C or D gap, to see where the run goes and push towards that angle. A little bit more basic defense, I think they'll be fine. And that's all fixable stuff, as I just mentioned.
Yeah, no doubt. Mark Collins with us here on 610 Sports Radio. All right, before we let you go, my man, is this still a Super Bowl-caliber defense? Can they win the Super Bowl with this defense?
Hey. And that's another thing. Let's not talk about that. Let's put that way back in the back burner. Let's go one game at a time. Let's try to get the division first, okay?
Mm-hmm.
After that, when everybody's record goes back to 0-0, then we'll see what happens at the end of the game. And sometimes teams get caught up, and fans get caught up in all. We're going to the Super Bowl, and all of a sudden, some players start looking at that stuff, and they forget how the road to get there. You know, it starts with one game at a time. So let's not talk about that. Let's just go one game at a time and start with Denver, and then got bye week, and then we'll adjust and finish the season.
Yeah, there you go. Speaking
darn
like
you,
a player.
Yeah. Jeez.
Putting that perspective on it. Mark, I appreciate it, my man. Thanks so much.
Okay, guys. Thanks.
Take care. Mark Collins, two-time Super Bowl champion, of course, wiffle ball champion as well in the Dayton Moores See You in the Major Leagues wiffle ball challenge. He was the coach of our championship team.
I like that he's finding a lot that's fixable, because I was really down, like,
sure,
Monday and Tuesday going, oh, man, I don't like anything I'm hearing. I don't like anything I'm seeing.
Well, that's how it is after a loss. Then you get midweek and you start to get excited.
I feel like there's a lot of stuff going in the wrong direction defensively. And, you know, if you can see it and go, okay, just this and this and this, a few adjustments here, a few adjustments there, believing in one another.
Right.
Okay. Let's see if you can turn this thing around. Show some progress. And I definitely think defensively, I'm still looking for that week-to-week progress.
Sure.
That give me something tangible each and every week defensively as we move forward. I think the offense... I'm not concerned this is a long-term thing offensively.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, I want to see, though. I still want to see that game-to-game improvement, and we took a slide.
Right.
Right?
The last two games have been a big slide. Last three games, last four games really have been a big slide from a stopping-the-run standpoint. And so we'll see. Maybe this week they get better. Maybe they go up to Denver with an attitude. Maybe, you know, Mr. Lee develops a little bit of a passion and aggression and gets back to, you know, kind of wanting to play football again. And we'll have to see if he's the guy that goes out there. I think he's going to be a must-watch guy in this game on Thursday night to try to figure out if he's got the passion. Maybe he's inactive for the game. Who knows what the Chiefs decide to do with him. But those are the comments that you don't like to hear. You don't want to hear that you lost the passion. You lost the aggression for tackling. You want to hear that everybody's still on the same page. Everybody believes in themselves and will fix this thing. Because as Mark said, and I believe this as well, you can fix errors out there. You can't change the mental makeup of guys. And if they lost the passion, that's a bad thing to hear. And hopefully, as you mentioned, Josh, maybe it's just a throwaway comment that they can, you know, figure out if he really meant it, or if it was just something that he said inside the locker room because it was after a loss and he was frustrated. So we'll have to see where this guy is.
I mean, I think you have to look everybody in the eye and go, okay, where you at?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Are you doing okay?
Yeah.
Like that going around the defensive locker room going, you guys okay? You guys good? Got any questions? I mean, I feel like you almost have to probably go through and go to that level. Everybody good? You getting it? Got any questions? Anything we can do better?
Yeah.
What do you think? And get an evaluation of where this thing is at defensively, because it hasn't looked good and it hasn't sounded good.
Right.
Why the Chiefs didn't bite and a silly trade proposal. Next.
Fesco in the morning.
So the Rams, the aggressor yesterday, they get Jalen Ramsey done. Well, not done. They've acquired Jalen Ramsey. He still has one more year remaining on his contract. So we'll see. I think a big part of that deal, whether or not they've won or lost that trade, will hinge upon whether or not they sign him long term. And then, obviously, if he's successful being long-term. But a 2020 and a 2021 first-round pick, fourth-rounder in 2021 for Jalen Ramsey from the Jags. I feel like if you're the Rams, you better get that deal done, right? You better get that long-term deal done, because you're going to get a year and a half of a guy for two first-round picks.
Right.
And a fourth.
You've got to get it done, man. You've got to get it done.
Price too high for the Chiefs to be in. And as Bob had been reporting this morning, the AFC price tag was actually a little bit higher than that.
Yeah, it was. It was going to be a two first-round picks and a second-round pick instead of two first-round picks and a fourth-round pick, just because the Chiefs are in the AFC, or any AFC team. Not just the Chiefs, but any AFC team. The goal all along for Jacksonville was to keep him out of the AFC if they were going to trade him. And they were able to fulfill that goal by trading him to the Los Angeles Rams, who are in the NFC. So they didn't want him in the same conference. And the NFC teams had a little bit less of a price tag than an AFC team. And two firsts and a second for Jalen Ramsey, man, I don't know. I think that's probably too much, especially knowing that, you know, L.A. hasn't gotten a long-term deal done yet with Jalen Ramsey. And I would think that would have been kind of a caveat for the Chiefs. If they were going to pull the trigger on that trade, they would have had to have that long-term deal done already with Jalen Ramsey, and it was going to cost way too much to get invested in that long-term.
I think everybody's trying to help. Everybody's trying to make additions that would be positive, I think, anyway. I feel like we're in that boat. Like, we're just trying to help. Mm-hmm. You can make a deal that's good for everybody. We just like to be there for you. Not sure this trade proposal, though, I'd go for. Clay Travis, who you hear before us on Fox Sports Radio, suggesting this for the Chiefs.
I have a crazy proposition for everybody out here right now. What if the Chiefs traded for Kareem Hunt? Right? I mean, seriously, they kicked Kareem Hunt off of their team last November. And really, since that's happened, they haven't been able to run the football. Suspended for the first 8 games. He's only got 2 games left to serve. And then your Browns get him back. They don't need him with Nick Chubb. The Chiefs desperately need a running attack.
Clay Travis, who also appears on FS1, throwing out the proposal. Why don't the Chiefs just trade back for Kareem Hunt?
Right. I've been told Kareem is not happy in Cleveland, from what I understand, the people who I've talked to around the league, which is ironic enough because that's where he's from. That's where his whole family is. You know, they're all from Cleveland. And so I kind of find that to be very interesting.
But, not happy because he's suspended and not playing for 8 games? Yeah. Or is he not happy?
Right? What's the case? But the Chiefs, look, they got rid of Kareem Hunt because he lied to them, not because of the actions we saw on the tape, but because he was a liar. And it's tough to welcome somebody back who you think is a liar and you don't think is a person that you want around. If they didn't want him around in December for being a liar, why would they want him around now in October if they got rid of him for being a liar? So I think that is definitely off the table. But I also think
they very much could have eaten that whole thing and just kept him around.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
They could have.
Just
sure.
could be weathering the suspension and everybody would be like, oh, can't wait for week 8 to get him back.
God, yes. Yeah.
And all those things. Very well could have done that. I don't think you can turn around and then make a deal to bring him back.
No, I mean,
I think as an organization, you shut the door on that.
That's
one
done.
And you move forward.
You're not giving up draft capital to go get a guy that you had on your team that you cut. You're just that's a stupid move, right? That just doesn't make
any sense.
Not to mention,
I don't think the Browns are probably looking to move
him. I don't think the Browns are. No, why would the Browns want to move him right now? Their offense isn't doing anything spectacular. Okay, they need all the help that they can get in Cleveland. So I don't know that Cleveland would be willing to trade Kareem Hunt. So I just think it's an unrealistic. That's a hot take. When people use the term hot take, that was a hot take right there by Mr. Travis saying that the Chiefs should go trade for Kareem Hunt. I don't think the Chiefs should trade for anybody on offense. I think that would be a big waste of time and a big waste of draft capital, and I would be very disappointed in this organization if they looked at the defense right now and then went out and made a trade for more offense. It just doesn't make any sense to go out there
unless
and trade for
an
offensive player.
Unless the left tackle wasn't coming back.
Yeah, okay. Okay, that's fine. Okay, you can
make a move along the offensive line to do something of that ilk.
Yeah.
You needed to have that, he's done.
Right, done.
And you need to make that aggressive type move, and something of that is available too. Because there has to be availability as well. Teams have to be willing to part with people, and you just don't know what's, we hear of the Ramseys of the world and the Patrick Peterson, the list of those that you think might be available, and Peterson isn't this point
at this point.
But that list is very, very, so it's a bunch of people that you don't know would be available. But hey, that's what teams do. They beat the bushes and see what teams are thinking, what teams are hearing. There could be more availability on the offensive side, but I still wouldn't like them to make those types of moves unless it would be, again, you thought there was a long-term issue along the offensive line.
Correct. And Trent Williams is the name that gets thrown out there. He was allegedly traded to Cleveland yesterday. The Redskins are denying that report. But again, a lot of these guys that are being traded are just malcontents in their current organizations right now and are trying to, get new contracts and don't want to play. I mean, is that the type of guy you want to bring in here? I don't think that it is. I don't want to bring in an insubordinate guy like Jalen Ramsey who was faking a back injury because he didn't want to play for Jacksonville. Like, that's a mindset, man. I don't like that mindset. I want people that want to be somewhere.
You know how it is, though. It'll all be better when you go somewhere else.
Oh, it's always better. Yeah, the grass is always greener.
That the arrow's up.
Uh-huh. 3-3 Rams. Yeah, the grass is always greener, right? Sure it is. I think ultimately, though, they need to use their trade capital, their draft picks, for the defensive side of the football. And I think the Chiefs, if they get the right guy and the right move and the right offer, will ultimately make a move on the defensive side of the football. That's where they need the most help. And if they can slow down the rushing attack of these other teams, they're going to put themselves obviously in a great position to win a lot of football games. To me, it really isn't an offensive issue as much as it is a defensive issue, because the defense and the way that they're playing and the way that the clock's running when they're out there on the field is limiting the opportunities that the offense can have out on the field, which is what I said over a year ago was the way to beat this Kansas City Chiefs team. And now people are starting to do that type of performance to try to beat this Kansas City Chiefs team. Limit what they can do on offense. Your offense isn't an issue. The issue is getting the ball to be on offense because your defense can't stop anybody right now from a slow bleed. These teams aren't taking strikes in the air and trying to get the big play necessarily against KC. They're trying to bleed them out, and they're doing a really good job of
bleeding them out. They ran out the clock on you with 5 minutes to play, two timeouts, and a two-minute warning.
Correct.
That one sticks with me. That last drive of the game last week just wasn't even the eight and a half minute scoring drive was excruciating enough. There was still plenty of time. I'm like, okay, it's fun. You don't want to give up those kind of drives. The one that sticks with me is you couldn't get off the field at the end of the game with two timeouts and an extra timeout, and you couldn't get off the field in 5 minutes. The defense is absolutely where you have to try to find ways to improve. But again, not mortgage the future to do it. You don't have to be all in. You don't have to be all in. There are limits. I think Jalen Ramsey was a limit. Should have been a limit yesterday.
And was a limit for the
Chiefs yesterday.
Yeah, they reached a certain point where they're like, no.
Price tag's too high. So you don't have to do those things. But you do have to search long and hard to see if somebody's out there that can get one of those moves. Have they been great at doing that? Reggie Ragland hasn't exactly panned out right.
No.
Cam Irving looked okay for a while in the last few weeks. You're like, maybe there's a reason. They haven't been as great of doing those like kind of low key reclamation project trades either.
They're not dating Moore.
Yeah, you're not getting a reliever on the cheap and then turning him into something like that was going during the heyday portion of it. Chiefs haven't necessarily been good at that, so I'm not optimistic that they're gonna find an answer. I still think the answer is all within, like just getting better within defensively at this stage of the game. Unless you land a Patrick Peterson, or unless there's someone available that you just don't know that's available, that we don't know that's available.
And there are those guys out there right now, because I'm sure Brett Veach is at his office right now going through that Rolodex and calling all of these general managers. Who's available? Who's available? Who's available? Who's available? Who's available? Who's available? What's the price? What's the price? Yeah. What's the price?
And it's not,
cross him off, okay, maybe in the maybe
and
list.
And it's not a guy who's not succeeding somewhere else. Those don't work.
Guys get traded for a reason.
The Rams got this Kenny Young out of Baltimore for the Marcus Peters trade as their linebacker. Hadn't been playing.
Right.
You expecting him to have great shakes on their defense at linebacker? No, I'm not. Those types of things, those are little plug-ins. Those are not impactful.
Right.
Things.
And I think we sometimes cross swords when it comes to sports a lot, Josh, is that we think what happens in baseball happens in the NFL, and what happens in the NFL is going to happen in baseball. And in baseball, guys get traded on expiring contracts for minor leaguers because teams don't want to pay them moving forward and they want to get something in return because they know a guy's going to walk in free agency. In the NFL, 9 times out of 10, guys get traded because they don't believe in that player anymore. They just don't. I mean, that's in the NFL, good players don't reach free agency and aren't normally traded. That's just a fact.
We have a question for you, the listener, that we want to discuss. I think we're all down a little bit, right? Back-to-back losses, all those things. What does your team do well? What can the Chiefs hang their hat on? What do you see that the Chiefs do well is our question. I want you to weigh in, 913-576-7610. One of the callers as well in our next segment is going to win tickets to the Hollywood Casino 400. So let's contribute next. Coming up, again, your chance to weigh in, 913-576-7610. Tell us what your team does well next.
Fesco in the morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.